If I figure it out, I figure it out.
All right, we're going live as a Jazzy Adine as we struggle to figure out. I had the same problems, by the way. I don't really go live at all.
Yeah, and I don't ever use my phone. I always use my computer.
Yeah, but you know, I think with the live thing, you can actually interact with people.
Let's talk to our fans.
Well, right now it's at zero.
Oh, well.
Nobody even knows about it. Maybe
we should have told some people.
Yeah, it's okay. But it does notify my followers, so they might jump on.
Okay, cool.
I like the outfit. What was the audition for?
Oh, I was a hairdresser. It was for like a Wells Fargo / Visa commercial.
How do you feel? Were you happy with the audition?
Yeah. I mean, you know, they let me do one regular take and one comedic take, so that's always fun.
Weren't you a hairdresser like back in the day?
I wasn't, but I did work at a hair salon once upon a blue moon.
What was the name of the salon?
The Donna Neiman Salon in Chino Hills, California. Friends with Donna Neiman.
That sounds like a fancy name, Donna Neiman. Almost like Neiman Marcus or something.
Right? Yeah, it was a fancy salon. It was probably one of the nicer salons back in the 90s in Chino Hills.
Yeah, I started cutting my own hair over the pandemic. That's why it's always short like this.
I can tell.
I'm growing it back out though, so we'll see what happens.
I'm the queen of like every few years just either chopping my hair completely off or dyeing it like blonde for no apparent reason.
I've never seen you with blonde hair.
Yes, you have. You and I even made that video with me with blonde hair where like you were like, can you hear me now?
Oh, I thought those were like more like streaks in your hair or something.
I mean, Tharun, it's pretty blonde. I think you should take a look at it again.
Oh, I'll take a look at it. One time I had like this nervous breakdown, so my mom flew to LA and she was like, she goes, you know, let's have a makeover. She's like a teenage girl. And she brought me to like this fancy salon and got me like this fancy. Remember I had streaks, I had like henna in my hair or something at one point, one of my 30s.
Nice. I don't remember. You always had good hair.
Yeah, well, I did. I think it's kind of thinning now, but whatever. So that was my breakdown in the 30s. That's fine.
Yeah, mine was the blonde hair. It was my J-Lo phase, I call it. I had a big J-Lo phase.
I was going to tell you, are you in the Oscar stuff? Did you ever get invited to like these South Asian Oscar parties or anything?
Yes, the parties, not the actual Oscars.
I'm going to go cover the South Asian Oscar party on Monday for Showbiz India, like they're sending me, right?
Nice. And,
I don't want to talk shit on this because I have too many people, but I have so much history with some of the people who show up. You probably piece together like who I have history with. And I've got to go like interview them and stuff. I'm like, hey, how are you? And some people I publicly like insulted. So.
Oops.
Whoops.
It's Hollywood.
I know. Whatever. Who cares, right?
Doesn't even yeah. Matter. You'll be fine. Be fine. I had a doozy of a week. Booked a job and then booked a huge job on top of it. Trying to figure out if I could do both of them. And I just couldn't make the second one in LA work. And I lost so much sleep over it because the job in LA paid. It was like a winning the lottery and losing your ticket kind of job. But contractually, I have to do the job I first signed the contract to do. So the first job is a film, SAG film, deal memo signed. I book a national commercial for a pharmaceutical with print added. And it's the same days and I couldn't make it work.
Always take the money, but if you're signing contracts.
I signed contracts and they're both SAG jobs. So, I mean, it's not, you know, because Stuart was like, well, just, you know, tell the movie you got COVID or something. I'm like, that is lying. I can't morally do that.
Yeah. No, we've all been there.
That's a lot of money, dude. You like, you know, pharmaceutical commercial. That's the kind of stuff you really hope for. So I lost a lot of sleep this week and I've shed tears.
Oh, this was this week. I thought this was like back in the day.
No, this just happened.
Shazzy, you're the only person I know who like books more work in Texas. I know. Like, you work way more than I do. I haven't worked at all this year. You've had like 100 jobs so far.
I am so grateful, and I don't mean to sound like a jerk and complain, but that's part of my guilt. I was like, people give anything to have these bookings and I have to turn one down. It's sad. But
if anybody has any questions for Shazia, please jump in, because we're live and I don't know if I even have the settings on right of like how to see all the messages, but I think we'll see your questions and Shazia will be happy to talk to you.
Can you hear me? I think I lost you.
No, you're fine.
Oh, I clicked something. So I was like, maybe the questions are here.
Yeah. You know, I remember one time in LA, I had this job and you know how like you just think you booked everything, like you have like a great audition. And so like I auditioned for like this like sitcom or something and I just crushed the first audition and they were like, oh, you have a callback. And I was like, I definitely got this. I got this for sure. And then like, and then I had, this is like the peak of my modeling days. And then I had like a direct booking for like $600 or something, you know, for like some job. And I was like, I can't do the job. I got my sitcom, the book. And then I go to the audition. So I say no to the money. And I went to the audition and it's like 1,000 people at the callback.
No.
Yeah, I swear to God. And I didn't get, I was like, God damn it. It was a lesson. Like always take the money, you know, always take the money.
If you can, I don't think I could have. I couldn't have gotten out of that contract. Plus like longevity wise, this role in this movie is like exactly where I want the direction I want my career to go as far as roles that I can play and what I'm kind of transitioning into. And so I think for my reel and the longevity of acting, which is what I love doing, the lesser paying job of the two, and I mean substantially lesser, for the long run is the better choice. But I literally won the lottery and lost the ticket this week.
Sorry. Well, everybody, poor Shazia, she's got her two acting jobs that she can't take.
Well, not to mention I have extreme flying anxiety. And so then I would have been trying to hop on a red eye to try and make it to LA. And
I could have met you in LA. You were going to shoot in LA. It's too bad.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. One was in Atlanta. One's in Atlanta. The other's in LA. So that's why I was having trouble making them work.
Who wants to go to Atlanta? It sucks.
That's where a lot of stuff is filming these days.
I know. Everything is there.
Yeah.
I used to work with this guy, Tyrese, and I was helping him with this digital stuff. And he lived in Atlanta, and he never liked leaving Atlanta. Like, it was such a pain in the ass getting him out of Atlanta, because that's where his house was. So it's like, dude, it's like you're making my job so much tougher. But that's the market. I mean, everything's changing. If you want to be a...
Yeah, for me, everything's either in Atlanta or Florida or LA. I mean, I am on hold for a few jobs in Texas at the end of the month. One's in Louisiana, which is really leaving. It's only 3 hours Louisiana, but Atlanta is like a 11, 12-hour drive.
If you want to stalk Shazia, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Louisiana, find her.
Yeah, somewhere. Good luck.
Do you have any trips to LA coming up? Like family trips?
Well, no. I mean, I was going to be there this week, but that's not happening. Perhaps I'll be there this summer. We'll just see. I have to take it day by day, you know, between work out here and my kids and the family, everything's kind of last minute.
Do you like traveling, honestly?
No, I don't like flying. Remember, I have flying anxiety really bad because I've been on two really scary flights where like luggage came flying out the overhead bins and people were screaming and like praying out loud. And I was like,
the 9/11 flight? Is that the one?
Yeah. It was a quick flight from LA to Vegas and it was so scary. And then I had another one that was from New Mexico to Denver that scared the living daylights out of me too and everyone else on the plane. And so I was okay. But now as I get older, I'm like, and then I watched that movie that the Obamas made about, what is it? About when the grid goes down. And I was like, I can't fly anymore ever.
The Obamas, is that the one I watched with the, we talked about? The Obamas made that movie, but the grid goes down, they've got to go to the basement.
Yes. Yeah.
The Obamas made that movie?
They produced it. I don't know about making it, but they produced it.
That's so weird that they'd make a movie of that topic.
Totally scary. I think it's frightening that they would make a movie on that topic. Like, what do you know? What are you telling us? Are you hinting at something?
Well, the reason I'm asking about the about traveling thing, because the appeal of like, I used to love staying in hotels, just being away. Now, like, sometimes I don't want to do gigs sometimes. So I'm like, I don't want to stay, you know, in X hotel. Like, somebody offered me Pechanga Casino, which is like 4 hours. It's only 4 hours away. But I was like, I got to stay in this. I got a resort for 4 days by myself. Da, da, da. I was like, I'm very comfortable in my studio. No, my one bedroom here in Los Angeles. It's something nice about it.
I think, yeah, same. As I get older, I mean, I did a job in Miami and it was a night shoot. And I'm like, I'm not cut out to be like going nonstop and shooting through the night and then waking up having like a 9 hour turnover and then back to set and then shooting all night. And it was really tough on me, where in my 20s, I was like, yeah, I'm down for whatever, you know, I'll go anywhere. Now I'm like, no, that sounds not fun.
Isn't that the sacrifice though you have to make? Like I heard, who said this? I think it was Jackie Chan. He didn't see his kids for like a whole year. He was shooting like for like nonstop. You've got to like, he's on the road all the time, like shooting, or he was anyways. And he was like, yeah, it's like, I just never saw my kids ever in my life. Same with a comedian named Joe Coy, who's really big. And I think he said like he was rarely home for his kids' birthdays. He was like always on the road doing comedy. I was like, dude, what a sacrifice.
I won't make that sacrifice.
Have kids? Why have kids?
I'm not going to miss out on... I already have so much guilt over leaving even while, you know, just once a month or whatever I do. I don't like leaving my kids because I don't want to miss a minute of it. It goes by so fast. But once my kids are empty nesters, I'm going to be like old lady acting for sure.
Well, I think you'll end up back in LA at some point, Shazia. I think you book some series and they'll be like, you have to come back and Shazia will make her return.
We'll see.
To Los Angeles. Well, it's a rainy day today. It's kind of cloudy.
I heard you guys are back in like, it's like a Seattle weather over there.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting living in this time warp out here. I don't want to trash it too much, but it's, you know, the days go by.
Yeah. My sister is out in near Pasadena and she was like, it's so gloomy today. I talked to her yesterday. I was like, man, the sun's out in Texas.
Are you guys close? You and your sister?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're 11 years of an age difference between us. So she's more of like a maternal figure than anything.
Mm. Like, I'm your patriarchal father.
Yes, exactly. No, I have a brother that's 11 years older than me. So it's like I had a second set of parents growing up.
Because
they were so much older.
Did they like discipline you too?
No.
No, because like, was it, because I know you grew up Muslim, so, because I grew up Hindu, was there a lot of religious stuff going on? Because I'm only asking this because I matched with some Muslim chick on like one of these dating apps, and I'm always like, maybe the religion thing will be a hindrance if I start dating her, you know? Like, it might be cool now the first like, couple days, I'm like, eventually she's like praying to fucking the wall, and I'm like, what are you doing? And their kids are...
I think it would depend on her family dynamics.
Yeah.
And her dedication to her religion and where she is on her spiritual journey. So, you know, my parents were pretty religious for sure. There was a mosque that, you know, they belonged to. I never really learned anything in the mosque. I did go to Sunday school, but I didn't learn much about the religion because it was so focused on just learning to speak Arabic because the Quran was written in Arabic and I don't speak Arabic. I speak Urdu and Hindi. And so I was just on a different spiritual journey. And there's a lot of mixing in my family. And it's from even my mom's generation. Like my mom's brother is married to an American woman. So my first cousins are mixed race. And then I have mixed race cousins in the UK. And so then their kids all ended up marrying mixed. And so there's just, my family has lost that. And I think too, also in the culture, like they don't like when you mix. So you'll kind of get kicked out of like the cultural groups. And so we were kind of already, you know, a very blended Pakistani family. So you would be safe marrying into our family because nobody's really...
Well, maybe your family, other families. So I know a lot of my Muslim friends, like they do go to mosque and stuff. Like they do take it pretty seriously. So it's like, I don't mind me so much, but like say I were to have kids, which again, I don't know if that's possible at this point, but say I were to have kids, like I got to be accepting of them, you know, just renouncing Hinduism, which I don't really practice even, but I'm like, so I don't love religion in my life, especially my kids' lives, you know?
Listen, when you grow, when you find a partner and you grow with them, you guys might discover something new together that's totally different. You know, when I met Stuart, he was atheist and I was kind of new agey. Like super new agey, not kind of. I was new. I had tried Hinduism, I had tried Buddhism. And then here we are and we're Christian. Together. And it was just where we decided to surrender and be on the journey together and just find our place. But I'm also very open-minded and I do think like you have to just find what works for you. I don't know that there's one right answer. I don't know. Who knows?
All I'm asking is, should I sleep with this Muslim chick? That's all I'm really asking.
Well, you know, I got to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to do that. Would she?
I don't know. I mean, that's not
marry her.
In fact, like one of my friends, he's calling me from India. I don't know if this is too much information. And he's like, he's like touring India. And he's like, do Indian chicks put out? I'm like, no. No.
Yeah.
But I have been with girls who are like freaks once they're, you know, it's like they have like sexual repressed energy. It's like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck's going on here?
Hey.
I'm telling you the truth. This is what happens.
Wow. Yeah. I'm not on your end, but.
No, this is like, wait. I'm not like that anymore. I'm now a choir boy.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah. I don't think the Muslim girl is going to, I think you're going to have to do some serious courting for her.
Maybe I'll send her this video and she can judge for herself.
That's a good idea. I think that's a good idea. Do we have any viewers on this? Like what's
going on? It jumps and it goes back to 0, goes to 16 and then it goes to 2 and then I don't know if I have the setting on right. We can see.
Can we can't see who? I can't see for sure.
Let's see. Again, if anybody has any questions, please fire away, and hopefully it'll pop up on the screen. I really don't know. Maybe I'm doing this wrong, but I think I'm doing it right. And a lot of times, maybe people just like to observe, like voyeurism, you know, just.
Yeah, they don't want to ask. They're scared. They're scared we're going to bring them live.
I mean, I'd be scared too, actually. Do you ever watch people's live feeds?
Yeah, I do. If it's certain people that when I was on Instagram, channels that I follow, like holistic health people. There's this lymphatic lady that I follow that's always like tapping her body in spots. And sometimes I like to just watch her like get her lymphatic system going. Like right here is like the two most important spots. She's always like manipulating them.
Is she an influencer?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I got to follow more lymphatic influencers, I guess. Hey, listen.
You're getting to that age. No, I have lymphatic stuff. I always have. This isn't like I'm older and have that. That's been since forever. I wore too tight of clothing for too long in my life. And it blocks your lymph. Like if your bra is too tight or your swimsuit's too tight, or if you go to sleep and you have like tight clothes on, it keeps your lymph from draining at night.
I don't even know what a lymph does.
The lymph is the plumbing of your body. It carries all the toxins out of the blood, out of the organs. It's like it sits right under your skin, and it's like the fluid carrying all the bad stuff out and away from the tissues and the blood. And then you eventually either sweat it out or you urinate, or it's all the body's waste product. Oh. And it gathers it through your whole body. And then you have like little drainage channels, and then there's big drainage channels, and then little drainage, and then big drainage, and little drainage, and big drainage. And if you're blocking any of them with tight clothing or somehow they're constricted, they don't drain. It's like a backup in the drain.
Well, there you go. There's it's like going to med school, summarized in 20 seconds.
Just wear loose pajamas. And don't wear underwear to bed.
You know what I do? I wear sweatpants and a t-shirt. And honestly, I sleep on my couch nowadays. It's really nice. I have a bed and I sleep on my couch.
Why? Wow, your couch is more comfortable? You need a new bed.
I don't know. I just like the coziness of the couch. And you know what I do? This is so stupid. I don't know where this is going. But I'm watching Three Stooges every night before I go to bed. You ever watched Three Stooges growing up?
Yeah, it's my dad's, oh my God, one of his favorite shows.
It is such a work of art, like the way they play out the comedy. And so I'm just doing that before I go to bed because this makes me laugh. So then I'll just fall asleep. It's like a routine. I'm sitting here watching Three Stooges on my couch and I go to bed.
That's nostalgic.
I don't just know. It's sort of kind of sad.
What channel are you? What streamer has Three Stooges? Or are you watching it on your phone?
I watch it on my computer, but you can like go to YouTube and really find anything. I mean, that's the great thing about YouTube. You can really find anything in the world on YouTube. Like if you want to find like, you know, an old Letterman clip from like 1986 or something with somebody, like it's probably on YouTube. It's this amazing resource. Or you want to read about lymphatic nodes? You know, you can find that too. Like anything.
Yeah, you could find it on a live that Tarun and Shazia did.
Right. What do you think this name Shazia and Tharun do a podcast? Is that too? I was experimenting with names, by the way. I was like, should we just call two brown people and like play the diversity thing? But I was like, I like Shazia and Tharun do a podcast.
I like it too. I like whatever. I mean, whatever. I'm having fun. I don't have expectations or like agenda.
Well, I'd love to hear people's feedback if they have any suggestions, but nobody's commenting or sharing, so I guess we'll just, you know, we'll leave it as is. Do you have anything fun coming up this week?
Well, I'm doing that movie in Atlanta.
Oh, so you fly out for sure?
Yeah.
What day?
Tuesday.
Maybe we'll do a live stream from Atlanta.
Oh, well, I'll still be there over the weekend because I'll still be shooting.
So Tuesday through when?
through the following Tuesday.
That's a long shoot.
Well, I'm not working every day, but...
Cash money, baby. That's great, though.
It's a fun, fun role, and it's a cool little movie, and I'm really excited about it, actually. So
that's when you talked about last time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll be in Oregon, so I'll call you from Oregon.
Oh, okay.
That yeah, you'll be... Are you working over the weekend?
No. No. I'll be either, I'm going to go to my friend's house in North Carolina, or I'll go to my other, like a co-star that I worked on Descendants with down in South Carolina.
Yeah, we'll be Zooming from our hotel rooms, I guess.
Yeah. I won't have my fancy news reporter backdrop.
I feel like I should be in Atlanta, you should be in Oregon. I feel like that's more your location and Atlanta's more my location.
Yeah, that is funny. I could see that. Have you worked in Atlanta before?
No, I just went to a wedding there. That's it. And I remember it being sweltering hot.
Well, it's the South, yeah. There used to be a conference of Indian people called NetApp. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I've played for NetApp before. I've done stand-up there.
Okay. The first time I went to Atlanta was a NetApp conference, and they had me speaking as an actor. I'm going to say like 2005-ish, maybe 2005, 2006. Well, that was my first time in Atlanta.
They flew you to Atlanta to speak?
Yeah.
They paid you? And they paid you too?
Huh?
They paid you?
They did not pay me, but they paid for my hotel, my flight. And yeah, they covered like expenses for me.
So what was your speech about?
It was about acting in Hollywood as an Indian Pakistani person.
That's so interesting because like back then there's really nobody like doing acting and shit. And now it's like everybody.
Totes. Yeah.
I got to forward you like this list they sent me, like the face list for this Oscar party I got to cover. And like, I don't know half these Indians, and they're on like shows. I'm like, who the fuck are these people? You know? And I was like, but I purposely asked for a list because I was like, I need to like know who's at this party so I can like ask questions and stuff.
There's Indian people on every show. And my daughter just finished the first season of Percy Jackson, and you know, it's him and an Indian girl, Indian guy as his sidekick. So I was like, oh, all these roles that were never around. He's good. And I think this was his first gig. He's good.
He's yeah.
Very likable through the whole series. I want to be on that show really bad.
Percy Jackson. Mm-hmm. What is Percy Jackson? It's like a cartoon.
He's Poseidon's son. So it's all the Greek gods and goddesses and their kids are now demigods and they're fighting. Basically, there's a tunnel to like the dark world under Los Angeles. And so these kids are fighting evil and they, you know, the gods are still the gods. And so I want to like do a character on that show at some point, but they just finished the first season. I don't see it slated for a second season, but it's such a mega book series, such a big seller that I think they will.
What network is it on?
I know it's on Disney streaming. It's a Disney production.
It must be nice. I've never had a recurring role on a show, but it's where like you know you have a job lined up. I mean, I know you've had it. I guess with Descendants, but I mean to have a show lined up where you're just like there every week and there's a script delivered to your door. I mean,
it's hard work. If you watch the making of like any of these shows, these kids are working nonstop. You know, gone are the days of like, oh, I'm going to go sit in my trailer in between. No, no. If they're paying you, you're on set, you're watching the dailies, you're watching other actors work. You don't leave for their scene. You're there for their scene. You read your lines, even though it's not your turn on camera. It's a different work ethic. It's a lot of work.
I was going to ask you, did you follow anything about the Ambani wedding going on right now? Sangeet going on in India?
No, what? Who?
Ambani. Like these. All right, we can play. So these guys, Ambani brothers, they run Reliance Media in India. you got to Google this shit. And so they're worth like $161 billion. And their son, Anant, got married. And like, it's like the wedding of weddings. They've got like, this is Sangeet. So they got like Rihanna to perform for like 8 million or something. And like David Copperfield and like Mark Zuckerberg's there, Bob Iger, Bill Gates. It's just like crazy for like this Indian wedding. It's Sangeet. It's not even the wedding. The wedding's in July. I thought maybe you would have known about it.
No, I don't keep up with Bollywood pop culture.
I guess I have to.
Yeah, you have to. That's insane. I feel like that's a real waste of money.
But if you have like 161, so the wedding's supposed to cost, this thing's supposed to cost 120 million, the Sangeet. But if you have 161 billion, I mean, it's nothing. But I mean, you could say that money could be going to so many other things, like to help humanity, but it's their money. They can do whatever they want with it.
Yeah, I'm not going to say too much. To me, that's such a waste. I think having a big fat wedding in general is a waste of money, but that's just me.
Well, we got some viewers. What do you think? I'd like to know about your wedding, Shazia. Well, can you talk about the Pascal wedding?
Yeah, it was super simple. It was in my friend's backyard in Malibu. We just had like one best friend there each. I had like one of my childhood friends do my hair. And yeah, it was just like super intimate, super small. I didn't want to go into debt in my marriage from a wedding.
How many millions of dollars did you spend on your wedding?
Yeah, I'm going to say like maybe $1,000.
Darren Carter, who I know, is like the only person commenting. I almost don't want to give him the attention because he'll just keep going.
Oh, look, he's married 26 years. That's an accomplishment. Congratulations. Are you in LA, married 26 years?
Yeah, he's in LA.
Wow.
I saw him last night, actually.
That's applause worthy. A marriage in LA, 26 years.
Yeah. Well, how long have you been married for, Shazia?
14 years.
His friend kept on saying, that girl's pretty hot that you do that thing with. And I was like, yeah, she's married, dude.
Thank you, though. I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, I'm sure you get it all the time. Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about having simple weddings, you know, versus going in debt for a wedding. Because I think Indians are the worst, the absolute worst.
So much excess. It's like, why? I mean, I enjoy going to them because I'm like, let's see how much money these people spend. It's probably going to be pretty good.
Do you think it's an ego thing, or do you think they really want to celebrate? Like, it's their magical day and we want to have as much happiness as possible. Or is it both?
Yeah, I think it's a combination. I think there's pressure to show off, and then there's like wanting to have this be the most magical day of their lives, so that when they think about divorce, they're like, oh no, we spent like $200,000 on our wedding, we can't.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind a big wedding as long as like if I had all the money in the world to spend, but also, you know, I don't want to. If I'm marrying some girl who's like into that shit, she's probably not the right person for me because I'm still not into that stuff. I'm just like so low key. Like, we could have a wedding here in my nice apartment with coffee and everybody's on Zoom. Everybody's on Zoom. It's like no guest list.
Biscotti's for everyone.
Exactly, biscotti's.
Yeah, no, I'm low-key too. I was never one of these girls that wanted some big, huge princess weddings. I just wanted something small, intimate, special, and yeah. Even my honeymoon was not extravagant.
Where do you go for your honeymoon?
Scottsdale, Arizona.
Why? What was in Scottsdale?
It was a resort that was really beautiful. I think it's called Serenity or something like that. It's a beautiful resort. And Stuart and I had been traveling a lot the year before we got married. And so we had been in Fiji and we'd been in Europe. So I was like, I'm not getting on another airplane. That's like 5 hours. So we just went on a quick little flight to Scottsdale, had a sweet little honeymoon in the desert.
How many days was it?
I think we were there about a week.
Yeah. I've been to Scottsdale once, I think. Oh, did you have a good time at the resort?
Oh, it's so beautiful there. Yeah. It's very relaxing, very beautiful. And, you know, we had money to just spend on all the spa treatments and food and, you know, just lived our best life.
I've never gone on a honeymoon, obviously, but like one time for like Valentine's Day, I was like, hey, let's go all out. Let's get a hotel or something. But then like, I didn't have any money at the time. And like, I realized like all these hotels are like really expensive on Valentine's Day, especially. Like they're super expensive.
Oh yeah, for sure. Any Hallmark holiday.
And I don't know why, I don't know how, but we ended up in the like Commerce Casino, which is the most like ghetto Mexican
thing of Valentine's. Commerce Casino?
It was such a horrible Valentine's. It's like, hello, happy Valentine's Day. Like, you want to go gamble with Mexicans downstairs?
It's where the 710 meets the 105, right?
Yeah. I mean, when you date Tharangeta, you're only dating. You get ready for a life of luxury. In fact, this chick, Darren's asking, are you still together? Yes, we're still together, obviously. I've got his train wreck of... In fact, this...
You should get married at the Commerce Casino.
I swear to God. So this girl, I've got all these girls, like, on these dating apps, just, like, circling. And I don't even, like, try to hide the fact that I'm just, like, I'm sarcastic. And I'm like, she's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, we can get a coffee. Don't say I don't treat you right. And she didn't respond back to me. Darren said, you should have taken her to the bicycle club. What's the bicycle club? I don't know what that is.
You
know,
that's that? Another casino out like in Bell Gardens or something, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big gambler, though.
I don't gamble at all. Too risky.
Yeah, I could see you, though. Don't take this the wrong way. Because I know you're like, I could see you as like a cocktail model, like in like the... win or something, like making like a shit ton of money and stuff. Yeah, I could totally see you back in the day. You would have cleaned up shots.
I've never been a waitress. Not that I wouldn't have, but I just never had an opportunity to.
I think you would have cleaned up. It's not too late.
I hear they make it, like we talked about before, I have friends who are killing it.
Yeah.
As waiters and waitresses, even as hosts, like the tips, I'm like, what?
Yeah, because you got a good personality, you're good looking, you can connive men into giving you money. I think I'd make a good waiter, honestly.
I think you would too, because yeah, you do your job well, you're on it, you listen, you speak well, you probably get the order right.
But I would filter my thoughts. I mean, I probably hate them in the back of my mind, but I'd filter what I'd say to them.
That's probably smart. Good idea.
Thank you for being my friend. I know it's a lot to deal with. I know it's a lot. And I know I irritate people. So I appreciate you sticking by me all these years, Shazia.
Oh my gosh, you are a joy. Don't think that. I love you and your family. Hold on, girls, is that the pizza? Yeah. I have to go open the door.
Go. Thanks, Shazia, for joining us.
Okay. She's gonna get a pizza. I gotta get the pizza. Because we're also have like 10-year-olds answering the door.
Thanks, Darren Carter, for jumping in.
Thank you, Darren Carter. I'm coming. All right, I gotta go.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Darren. I'll talk to you later, and we'll see you next time. Take care.